For Spiritual Aspirants, Discourse 12 by Swami Ramsukhdas Ji Maharaj. This has been experienced by all of us, that everything that we are seeing is disappearing. The world that we see now is being erased. It is not stable even for 1 second. We get into the duality of attachment and aversion because we think it is stable. Echa dvesha samothena dvanda mohena bharata sarva bhutani samoham sargeyanti parantapa. Desire or attachment and aversion is the root cause of delusion of opposites. Coming under the sway of duality, the entire mankind is unable to understand this reality. This delusion of opposites produces infatuation. Hence, he is unable to understand the real essence or tattva. Hence, attachment and aversion, pleasure and pain are born when one considers this perishable body and world as stable. Because we believe that it exists. It is experienced by all that everything is transitory. Saints have said, Kachi kaya man athir, thir thir kaam karant, jo jo nar nirdhak fire, jo to kal hasant. Maharaj Yudhishthir has said,
Ahanyahani bhutani gachanti hayamalayam, Yesha sthavara mechanti ki mascharyamata param.
What can be more surprising than this, that all beings are disappearing, going to Yamraj house or death? Still they desire to live here forever. The stability which will never stay, stability which doesn't exist, instability which is disappearing. We have come here only to serve. Use one's body, mind, voice, possessions, intellect, designation, power, etc. to help others, to make others happy, for well-being of others. This is the work we all need to do. The major bottleneck in this is accumulation and enjoyment, which means infatuation to hoard and to enjoy pleasures. God says,
Bhoga eshwar prasatatnam taya payata jetasam vyavasayetmaka buddhi samadhau na vidhiyate.
Because of the desire for worldly pleasure and wealth accumulation, one cannot have firm determination in, I have to only attain God. This determination has more power than any other spiritual practice or sadhana. Chanting of Lord's name, singing praises of the Lord, satsang, self-learning, religious austerity, worshipping at religious places, fasting, etc. These spiritual practices are great. In reality, it looks right. But one which is actually right is determinate and single-pointed intellect in God. It has great value attached to it. God says,
Api chet sudhuracharo bhajate mamananya bhag sadhurev samantavya samayag vyavasthito hi sa.
An aspirant is sinless and good-natured, but the sinful who are entirely engaged in evil activities, if he too worshipeth the Lord with full devotion, without any dependence on other persons or means, then he should also be considered as saint. Sadhu reva samantavya. This is God's order. When God considers him as sinful or evildoer, then how can we consider him as saint? Then he says, Samaya Vyavasthito Hi Sa, means he has taken a firm resolve for exclusive devotion towards God. This is the ultimate and root of all spiritual practices. This will correct everything automatically. Like if one decides that he has to go to Badrinarayan, then how to go? What is the route? How far, etc.? Questions automatically come to the mind. Automatically, curiosity is raised. When you look for it, you will find people to tell you and help you. As one proceeds, he will get all the required material for going forward and doubts will be resolved. Everything will happen. Hence, just by firm resolve, all things happen smoothly and in right direction. When does such a firm resolve happen? When one sees the transitory nature of the world. One wrongly sees stability in the world and gets associated and resolves to stay here. But so far, whosoever has ever come here, nobody has stayed. Great saints, prophets, hermits, sages have come, but they also have to go. God also incarnated as human and did not break this rule. He also has to leave. There is no rule to stay here. One has to leave this place. If one develops this sensibility, then it will surely benefit. Like when one goes to office for work, he knows that when the work is finished, he will return home. But does not need to remember it or continuously think about it or repeat it. But still this thought is engraved in his mind. Likewise, the thought that we have come to stay in this world is actually false and we have to leave this place is the correct thought. We have to accept the truth. Nothing else has to be done. When one accepts it inevitably, then he doesn't need to think about it. Agreeing to this thought is of immense benefit. All the spiritual practices are actually based on this thought. This is the foundation of all practices. Whether one is an atheist or devotee, whosoever one is, this is right for everybody and experienced by all. It is not like one believes in it because it is written in religious texts. Then one who has faith in them will believe in this and one who is faithless will not believe in this. But this is not related to faith. This is self-evident that our childhood is gone. Even if we search for it, we can never find it again. And the same trend is continuing. We have come in this world only to attain God. We have to attain Him only. But this can only happen when we consider this world as unattained. This world has never been possessed or attained. We are stationary. Nitya sarva gatha stharo achalo yam sanatanaha. And everything else is moving. When we get associated with the moving things, we treat ourselves as unstable. In spite of being immovable, one is unable to feel the immutable. Like we are going by train and the train stops at a small station because another train is coming from the front. Now that train stops on another track, but when we are looking at that train, it starts moving. And we feel that we are moving, whereas our train was stationary. Likewise, this body-like train is moving. And since we are looking at it, we think we are getting old, we are getting young, etc. It looks like we are moving. But actually only body is moving. Hence we consider this body and world as stationary and ourselves as moving or going away. By considering body world as stable, one develops delusion of opposites and this leads to infatuation. Hence, one who is free from the delusion of opposites worships me with a firm resolve every way. ते द्वंद्व मोह निर्मुक्ता भजन्ते माम दृढ़विता. Person who is free from attachment and aversion gets happily liberated from worldly bondages. Nirdvando hi mahabhavyo sukham bandhat pramuchyate. Dvandir vimukta sukha dukha sange gachhat mooda padam vayam tat. That's why God orders us to be free from all dualities. Tregunya vishaya vedane stregunyo bhavarajuna nirdvando nitya satvastho niryokshematmavan. How can be one free from dualities when one considers body and word as unstable? As then attachment and aversion will not sustain. Arab rat milbe ko nistin milai rahat manu kabhi milena bhavat bhagavat rasik rasik ki bhate rasik bina koi samajh sakena. Narayan, Narayan.